Hi everyone, today's Perek of Rambam is the fourth Perek of Hilchos Brachos. In this Perek, the Rambam will go through more halachos which relate to somebody who's eaten a bread meal in terms of when he has to go back to the same place where he had eaten in order to make the brachos mazon, or when, having changed from one place to the other, he's required to make a new bracha, or how the bracha of Hamotzi is able to exempt him from having to make any other brachos in the meal, and other such halachos. Halacha Aleph. Anybody who is making a berachas hamazon or an ala mechia needs to make that blessing in the place where he had eaten. If he had eaten while he was on the road, he was moving, so then he should sit down in the place where he had finished eating and make the blessing there. If he had eaten while he was standing, so then he should sit in that same spot. So you see that there's value to sitting in specific, not just being in the same place, but one should sit down if one is standing, and then make the bracha. Shachal levarach berachas hamazon. If somebody had forgotten to bench, v'nizkar kodem she'is achal hamazon shebemeyav, and he recalls that he hadn't benched yet before the food has been digested, levarach b'makom she'nizkar. So then he makes that blessing in the place where he is currently, where he's remembered. V'maya mezid, however, if he had intentionally left that place, so then, since he had acted with intentional rebellion, so then he must go back to the place where he had eaten and make the blessing there. And if he makes the blessing, though, he does bench in the place where he recalls, so then he's fulfilled his obligation on a bidi eved, as we would say, level. And similarly, if he makes the benching brachos while he is standing rather than sitting, ukashu mahalech, or while he's in motion rather than staying in one place, yatzi dei chavaso. So then he's also fulfilled his obligation, bidi evet. Ulechatchila lo yivarech birchas hamazon, velo bracha b'shemein shalosh, elkshu yoshev malkum shacha. Again, ideally, a person should only make the brachos of birchas hamazon or ala mechia when he is sitting in the very place where he had eaten. Halacha beis. Mishin is topic low in Beir Hamotzi or low Beir Hamotzi. If somebody's uncertain whether they had made the initial blessing before eating bread, the bracha Hamotzi, eino chozer mevarach mevneish eino menatorah, so then he doesn't go back and recite the bracha again out of doubt because it's not something which is demanded on a Torah level. Shach levar Hamotzi, if he knows he forgot to make the bracha Hamotzi, im nizkarach lo gemar sudaso, if he remembers this before he's completed his meal, chozer mevarach, so then he goes back and he makes the bracha right now. However, if he only recalls after he's completed his meal, eino chozer mevarach, so then he doesn't go back and make that bracha rishona of Hamotzi again. Halacha gimel. If somebody was eating in one house and completes the suda, and then he goes to another place, or he was in the middle of eating, his friend called him and he went out to meet him by the front of his house, and then he came back, since in these circumstances he had changed the place where he had been eating, when he gets back now, he has to make a bracha chrona, let's say, he has to bench Birchas Hamazon, and then v'chozer mevarach b'tchila hamotzi, and then he has to make a new bracha rishona of hamotzi. V'achar kach yigmar sudaso, and only then can he complete his meal. Halacha dalet. Chaverim sheyoshim le'achol v'yatzu l'gras chasan ol l'gras chala. If he had a whole group of friends who were sitting down to eat, and then they got up to greet a chasan and gala, bridegroom and bride who had been out there, and they came to greet them and rejoice with them. Imani husham zakein ochola. If they left behind somebody who was unable to get up and greet the wedding procession, such as somebody who was old or somebody who was sick, so then a chozer l'mkoma, then they can return to the same place where they had been beforehand. Their kavias, their set meal, has retained its status. The gorman zudasan, and then they complete their meal, the einan tzrich levarach shnia, and they don't have to make a new blessing. The im lo henichu sham adam, kishen yotzen, if when they were leaving, they hadn't left behind anybody, tzrichim lebrachah l'mafreya. So then, as they're getting up to leave, they're supposed to first bench. They should have a berachas hamazon, and then when they come back, tzrichim lebrachah l'chachila. And then they'll need to make a new bracha when they come back, bracha hamotzi. Halacha hey, v'cheinim hayu mesubim mishtia olech l'peros. And similarly, if they were sitting there as a group to drink together or to eat fruits, shekol meshanim mekomo harei pasik achilaso. Because anybody who changes the place where they are, he's concluded his eating. So then, therefore, he has to first go back and make a bracha chron that which he had eaten. And then he goes and recites a new bracha rishona before he eats again. However, if somebody's changing his place, meaning to say from one corner to another corner in one larger room, so then he does not need to go back and make a new bracha. And in a similar vein, if somebody was eating from one side of a fig tree, was eating from its east side, let's say, and then he changes sides, he wants to go and eat from the west side, so there too that counts as a shinui makom, and he has to go back and then make a new bracha. Halacha vav. Be'erich ala pas, pater es ha-parperes, she'ochlen v'hen ha-pas. Yimine tafshil u'peros u'kyot v'hen. If somebody made a be'erich ha-samotzi on bread, so then that exempts him from having to make a bracha rishona on anything else which is accompanying it. Various appetizers, like some sort of cooked dish you might have, or fruit, or the like. Aval im be'erich ha-parperes. However, if he had made a blessing on that appetizer, lo pater es, that is not going to exempt a bracha rishona for the bread. Be'erich al maisek deira, pater es ha-tavshil. Be'erich al ha-tavshil, lo pater es maisek deira. In a similar vein, if somebody made a blessing on something which was cooked, we're dealing with particular grain stuff that was cooked, so then that can exempt other cooked food that you might be eating with it. However, if you had made a bracha on the cooked food first, which wasn't made from grain, that's not going to exempt the requirement to make a bracha of mizonos on the cooked grain stuff. Halacha Zayin. Gamar v'libo melechol o'melishtos. If a person in his mind had decided that he's not going to eat or drink any longer, and then afterwards he changes his mind and he decides again that he does want to eat or drink, even though he hasn't changed his location, he hasn't moved, nonetheless, having decided in his mind that he was going to finish his meal is enough to necessitate a new bracha, and he has to go back and make a new blessing. However, he didn't complete in his mind that he was going to say, look, I'm not eating any longer. He wasn't sure. He thought maybe I am going to go back and eat and drink some more. So then, even if he stops the entire day, which is a bit of an exaggeration because we know it's only as long as it would take for the food to be digested, but even if he were to stop for a long period of time, so then he doesn't have to go back and make a new blessing. If they were sitting and drinking, and they said, let us go and make the benching brachos, or let us go and make kiddush, so then at that point, it's forbidden for them to continue to drink until they make the bracha of Birchas Hamazon, or until they make kiddush. And if they decide that they do want to go back and drink before they bench, or before they make kiddush, even though they're not allowed to, meaning to say, it's not being allowed here. It's just, what do you do if they decide they're going to do it anyhow? So then, so in that circumstance, they have to first make a blessing of Bari Priya Guffin, and then they can drink, because they had already decided in their minds that they're ending it, and therefore, at the very least, it needs a new bracha rishona. But really, really, they're not supposed to do either of those, and they're supposed to stop and first bench or make kiddush, and then return back to this. However, if they had simply said, we are going to go and make Havdalah, and then they changed their mind and they want us to continue to drink, so then that doesn't require a new bracha rishona. If they were sitting down to drink wine, and then another type of wine came to them, for example, they were drinking some reddish wine, and they brought them a blackish wine, or they were drinking some oldish wine, and they brought them some newer wine. So under those circumstances, you don't need to make a new bracha on the wine. You don't have to say Bari Priya Guffin again. However, you do make a different bracha. Bracha Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Hatova Meitiv. Famous bracha, something good that happens to you. So you make it on a new wine which is brought. Halacha Yud. Eim Varchin Al Ochel Mina Kol HaOchlin Lo Al Mashkim and Kol HaMashkin Ad Shevo Lefanav. You don't make the bracha on any food, out of any type of food, or any drink, out of any type of drink, until it's actually brought before you. And if he did make the blessing, and then afterwards they brought it before him, so you have to go back and make a new bracha. What happens if you took a food, and you made a bracha on it, and then it fell from your hand and got totally destroyed, like it got fell into fire, got burned, or it got washed away by a river, so now that item is gone. No till acher. So you take another one of that same species and you make a blessing on it again. Even though it's from the same type of species, it doesn't matter. You have to have a new bracha. and he has to say this line, Al Bracha Rishona, with regard to that first blessing that he made, Kadesh Lo Lohotzi Shem Shemayim Lebatala, because by saying Bracha Shem Kibbo Mapsal Lomed, that is going to remove the status of the first brachas having been Lebatala. Omein Adam Amas HaMayim Umabarech Vishose. A person is allowed to stand by a stream of water and make a bracha and drink. For us, practically, it would be like a water fountain. Avu Bisha Mayim Shayu Lefana Vishasa Bracha Eino Mayim Shasana. Even though the water that he had in front of him at the time when he made the blessing is not the same water that he drank, because that water had already flowed on. Mimnei Shalikach Neskavim Techila. Nonetheless, this is allowed because this is what you're intending for all along. Alach Yir Aleph. Devar Ma'abam Besoch HaSuda V'hein Machmas HaSuda. Things which come in the midst of a meal, and they are there for the sake of the meal, in other words, to also assist in your satiation. And Trichem Bracha Lefneim Lo Lacharan. They don't need a blessing beforehand or afterward. El Birchas Amotzi Shev Techila. The Bracha of Amotzi beforehand will exempt them. U'Birchas Amazon Shev Asof Poteres. Akol Shakol Tevela Zuda. And the benching at the end will also exempt it from a bracha achrona, because these brachos will exempt from all brachos rishonos and brachos achronos, since they are ancillary to the Zuda, and these are the brachos on the Zuda. Udvarim she'enam achmas Zuda, and things that are there not because of the Zuda, shepo besocha Zuda, which just happen to have come about with the Zuda, the questions with, let's say, dessert. Certain types of dessert might not count as a component of the Suda to satiate you as much as it might just be a delight, a separate thing. So under those circumstances, then, tune in bracha lefneim v'lo achrayim. So they need a bracha rishona, but they don't need a bracha achrona. Udvar ma'bam achar Suda, and things which are brought after the meal, bein machmas Suda, bein shalom machmas Suda, it doesn't matter whether they were originally considered to be part of the Suda or they were not, tune in bracha lefneim v'lo achrayim. So then, since they're not part of the Suda, they need a blessing beforehand, and they need a blessing afterwards. Halachit Beis, the final halacha in the parak. B'shabasos yom tovim u'sudas ha'kazas dam. On Shabbos and Yontif, and at the meal that they would have when somebody would blow that. B'shash yotzim ha'merachat, and at a time when you leave the bathhouse, with yotzim ha'ner, similar circumstances. Sh'adam koveya sudas al yayin, that person sets his meal on wine in specific. Im beirich al yayin sh'lefnei ha'mazon, if he made the blessing on the wine before the food. Patar at the yayin sh'shasa la'achar ha'mazon, kodim sh'yavarach berchas ha'mazon. So, then the wine that he had made initially the bracha on is going to exempt the wine which will come after the food from having to make a new bracha. This is assuming you hadn't benched yet. Avol b'shar hayamim, but with regards to other days, sarach la'achshel evarach b'tchila al yayin shel achar hamazon. Then you would require a new bracha rishona on that wine which had come after the meal as well. Balahen yayim soch hamazon. If wine had come amidst the meal that you were having, kol echad echad evarach atzmo, everybody makes his own blessing. She'ein beis abliya panoi shanu amein, because you don't have a free enough throat. Your mouth is busy. Your esophagus is being filled to properly answer amein. Ve'ino poter se'yayin shel achar hamazon. And this too will not exempt bracha rishona on wine which will come after the meal. Thus concludes the fourth parak of Hilchos Brachos, one which much of which we are very familiar with because of our everyday interactions about how we deal with a meal of hamotzi. There's obviously some things also which we might not have been as familiar with, and hopefully we've gained from the experience. Looking forward to tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.